Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Everybody. Roxy Koss. Let's give another round of applause for David Haydu, our special reader today.
You've been listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of Billy Strayhorn. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. And thanks to Howard Mostrom for his assistance in recording this concert. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia, 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, 89.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Jerry Mulligan and his Tentet from Los Angeles, 1955, and Capitol Records, his office is located there. He played the piano as well as the baritone sax, and well known for his brilliant arranging and composing and sizes of bands, and this is one of them. He opens on the first piece by him, Cole Flash on the piano, then a ballad by him, and then Vernon Duke's Taking a Chance on Love. Jerry Mulligan and his Tantet, Los Angeles, 1950. I said 55 before, it's 53. Capitol Records, baritone saxophone and piano. Two compositions by him, Flash and a Ballad, and Vernon Duke's Taking a Chance on Love. With him, Chet Baker, Pete Gandoli, trumpet, Bob Enevolson on trombone, John Gross on French horn, Bud Shank alto, Don Davidson baritone saxophone, Joe Mondragon bass, and either Chico Hamilton or Larry Bunker playing the drums for him. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. And support for KPLU comes from
UW Medicine, reminding listeners that November is open enrollment. More information about how its primary and specialty care clinics serve all patients at uwmedicine.org.
All Things Considered goes where you are and takes you places you've never thought to go.
Right now, the wildfire threat in the Pacific Northwest is extraordinary.
This month marks 10 years since Katrina bore
Michael Brown in Ferguson, Eric Garner in New York, Tamir Rice in Cleveland.
And every day, the KPLU news team takes you from riverbanks with spawning salmon to the inner offices of our state capitol to tell you more about the place you live.
There's more to every story.
All Things Considered, weekdays from 3 to 6:30 on KPLU.
And for your listening enjoyment, the guitarist and vocalist Booker White, Chicago 1940, recorded by Vocalion Records.
I'm looking for in my eye now. Leave on fixing to die. Leave on fixing to die. I'm looking for in my eye now. Leave on fixing to die. I know I was born to die, but I ain't leave my children crying. Daddy, show we lay ready. Show we born to die. Show we born to die. Daddy, show we live. Show we born to die. I know I was born to die, but I ain't leave my children crying. Your mother treated me, child, like I was her baby child. Was her baby child. Your mother treated me like I was her baby child. That's why I tried so hard to come back home to die. So many nights at the fireside, how my children mother would cry. How my children mother would cry. So many nights at the fireside, how my children mother would cry. Cause I told them I had to say goodbye. Look over yonder on the barren ground. On the barren ground. Look over yonder on the barren ground. Yon stand 10,000 standing still, let me down. Mother, take my children back before they let me down. Before they let me down. Mother, take my children back before they let me down. I ain't no need of them screaming and crying and all they graveyard ground. Thank you. the talking. Saying the blue day where I go. Lord have mercy now. I'm a guitar king. Saying the blue day where I go. I'm on saying it blue. Till I get back in territory. Now my mama told me, son, you most too old. Now my mama told me, son, you most too old. I don't forget, you got a soul. But that ain't none of your business. Keep it to yourself. That ain't none of your business. Keep it to yourself. Don't you tell your kid, man. Please don't tell nobody else. Now I went to my big house, knock, knock, knocked up on the door. Went to my baby's house, knocked up on the door. What did she say? She had enough to tell me that she didn't want me no more. I said, that's all right, baby, any way you do. That's all right, most in all way you do. If you mistreat poor Thomas, I swear I'm coming back home to you. It's a crying pity, Lord, I'm dirty shame. It's a crying pity, crying, Lord, I'm dirty shame. Treated by a mad woman, ready to cover me.
I'm gonna try my best. going to steer it the other way.
For you, starting with Booker White, Chicago 1940, and his Fixin' to Die. Tommy McLennan, Chicago 1941, his guitar and voice, and I'm a Guitar King. Robert Johnson, San Antonio, Texas, 1936, his guitar and voice, Preachin' Blues, and for Bluebird Records, Washboard Sam. Chicago, 1941, his voice. Memphis Slim with him on the piano. Bill Brunzi guitar. Al Elkins playing bass. Booker White. Tommy McKinnon. Robert Johnson. Washboard Sam. Right here on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at KPLU.org. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. 1964, pianist, arranger, composer Gil Evans. He's going to bring in some things for you. Two, Las Vegas Tango and El Toreador. Thank you. McGill Evans Orchestra, 1964 Verve Records. His piano, his arrangements, his compositions. Las Vegas Tango featuring trombonist Jimmy Cleveland. And El Toreador featuring trumpet player Johnny Coles. Gil Evans on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from...
I was about 12 years old, and that's when I really just decided jazz is for me.
That's sax player Adam Zachariah from the Meadowdale High School Jazz Band. He's taking over evening jazz at 8 o'clock this Thursday night with music from Duke Ellington, Wayne Horvitz, Dexter Gordon, and more. It's the KPLU School of Jazz with guest DJ Adam Zachariah, Thursday night at 8 on KPLU's Evening Jazz.
Thanks to Beacon Plumbing for their support.
blue sky smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds sing a song. Nothing but blue.
Thornton singing for you from 1960 Riverside Records Arrangements by Norman Simmons. I Feel a Song Coming On, Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, What's New, Bobby Haggart, Johnny Burke, Blue Skies, Irving Berlin, and fine work throughout, particularly on What's New with Wynton Kelly at the piano. When Kelly and Clark Terry, too, on his trumpet at that time. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Now, Hampton Hawes, piano, Harper Cosby, one of the great bass players, not talked about much at all, Lawrence Marable, equally so on drums. And there's some place, we're not sure exactly where, some people say what it is, and they print it out, and it's wrong, and so on. You know about that. You get the piano player in Chicago, but at that particular time, he was in Miami. Quite a reach. Hampton Hawes, 1951. Buzzy, a blues by Charlie Parker. What is this thing called Love? Cole Porter. And Bud's Blues by Bud Powell and Sonny Stitt. Thank you.
Thank you.
Playing the piano, Harper Cosby playing bass, and Lawrence Marrable on the drums. 1951. Buzzy, a blues by Charlie Parker. What Is This Thing Called Love by Cole Porter. Bud's Blues by Bud Powell and Sonny Stitt. Remember that line, because I'm going to play the original in just a moment. But first, you're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. Now, Bud's Blues, original one, Prestige, 1949, Bud Powell piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach on drums, and Sonny Stitt on tenor. And we'll throw in the flip side of that 10-inch 78, Fine and Dandy, written by Kay Swift way back in 1930.
Thank you.
Sonny Stitt, playing his tenor saxophone, 1949 Prestige Records, Bud Powell piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach on drums. Bud's Blues, fine and dandy. Right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
An All Things Considered story starts with the news.
Two women set to become the first female Army Rangers ever.
That day, we wanted to follow it with a conversation from a woman who was in the military.
So we just email everybody.
Whittle it down to one. We get her on the phone.
Welcome to the program, Sergeant Marquez.
Thank you very much, Audie.
I want to start just with your reaction.
There's more to every story on All Things Considered every afternoon.
All Things Considered, weekdays from 3 to 6:30 on 88.5 KPLU.
Saxophonist clarinetist Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, 1946 Decca Records. Arrangements by Joe Lippmann. Louis Carter's piano work. And a very young, getting started guitarist by the name of Herb Ellis. Perdido by Juan Teasel and J.D.'s Jump of Blues. Also, to be a bass player with Dave Brubeck, Norman Bates is there, and Carl Kippe, playing the drums throughout very well, I must say. Amos Milbourne, 1950.
Before the night was over, were on the loose. We started out with soda and ended up all juice. Ah, bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Made me lose my happy home. My baby's gone and left me. Man, I feel so sad. Because the blues have got me, and I've sure got them bad. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Made me lose my happy home. Made me lose my happy home. Made me lose my happy home. Gonna tell my mama what you've been doing to me. Gonna tell my mama what you've been doing to me. I'm gonna tell her that your kisses taste like wine. Send cold chills up and down my spine. I'm gonna tell my mama what you've been doing to me. What you've been doing to me. Gonna tell my mama what you've been doing to me. I'm gonna tell her what you're doing must be wrong, 'cause you hollered let's do it all night long. I'm gonna tell my mama what you've been doing to me.
Amos Milbourne, Los Angeles, 1950, Aladdin Records, Bad, Bad Whiskey. I'm gonna tell my mama. Piano and vocal. He just gets in there and it's strong stuff and swings beautifully. Amos Milbourne. Let's see, where am I gonna go? Let's do this. Art Pepper, 1960. Thank you. Alto saxophonist Art Pepper, 1960 Contemporary Records, Jack Sheldon, playing trumpet, Pete Jolly piano, Jimmy Bond bass, Frank Butler on drums. Tears Inside by Ornette Coleman, and Maybe Next Year by Dwayne Tratrow. Art Pepper. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from
UW Medicine, reminding listeners that November is open enrollment. More information about how its primary and specialty care clinics serve all patients at uwmedicine.org.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Won't you I'd say, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? I say, won't you come home? I say, you better worry too long. And as Miss Pearl Bailey might say, Bill, honey, Daddy, you better bring it on home, because, honey, I'm just so tired of waiting on you. Honey, these shoes, I'm telling you, Freddie, they can't wait no longer. Yes, I said, oh, won't you come, on home, Bill Bailey? I said, you better wait tonight. Since you've been gone, there's no stopping to this thing they call bebopping. So, Bailey, please.
Nose. He lived up in a log cut, and they called him Old Man Mose. Early one morning, I knocked out, rapped upon his door. I didn't hear a single sound, and I ain't gonna do it no more, 'cause I believe, yes, I believe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
set of four for you from me, starting with Ella Fitzgerald at the Crescendo Club in Los Angeles, 1962. Her singing. And what a set. Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home. A standard, pretty much traditional. Huey Cannon wrote it. I think he, if I remember correctly, he wrote it as a ragtime piece and eventually put some words to it, but it's something like the very early 20th century. Then Old Man Mose, put together by a couple of trumpet players, Louis Armstrong and Zillner Randolph. Ella Fitzgerald, 1962, Verve Records in Los Angeles. Errol Garner, 1951, Columbia, his piano with John Simmons on bass, Shadow Wilson playing the drums. Robin's Nest by Sir Charles Thompson and Illinois Jacquette. And in 1952, same trio, Lady Be Good by George Gershwin. Here's Ada Brown, Chicago, 1926.
Let's go.
I got the choo-choo blues. Had them all night and day. I had the choo-choo blues. Had them all night and day. Because that Panama Jimmy Ted took my sweet man away.
This is where
just to hear some news. All night long I'm weeping, weeping just to hear some news. Weeping for the one a man, just keep me weeping with the
Brown, 1926 in Chicago for Vocalion Records, Panama Limited Blues, and Tijuana Blues. George Mitchell's great, wonderful, warm trumpet playing there. Albert Nicholson clarinet, playing clarinet and alto. Barnaby Guard tenor. Louis Russell, piano, and Johnny St. Cyr on banjo. Ada Brown. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Willie, and streaming worldwide at KPLU.org. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Kent Wiley. And it's a pleasure always to hear from you folks and the nice words you have about the program over the long haul that I've been here. A lot of friends from listening all over the place. Some friends who are friends and listen. And this is one of them, Marv, an artist friend who lives north of the border of here in the beautiful British Columbia area, down by the water. And he wanted to hear Elmo Hope, a couple from Elmo Hope's beautiful hi-fi jazz trio in 1959 with Jimmy Bond on bass and Frank Butler on the drums. Eja by Hope and Boa by him. A piano trio for you, a request from my friend Marv, and I thank him for that. I haven't played that for a long time. 1959, Elmo Hope on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, Frank Butler on drums, Asia and Boa, both of them by Elmo. Hi-Fi Jazz Records, short-lived but fine record company, right there. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from
Northwest University in Kirkland, presenting Christmas Traditions at Benaroya Hall, December 8th at 7:30 p.m. Christmas Classics by the Northwest University Choirs and Coro Amici, joined by the Kirkland Civic Orchestra. More information at northwestu.edu.
I was about 12 years old, and that's when I really just decided jazz is for me.
That's sax player Adam Zachariah from the Meadowdale High School Jazz Band. He's taking over evening jazz at 8 o'clock this Thursday night with music from Duke Ellington, Wayne Horvitz, Dexter Gordon, and more. It's the KPLU School of Jazz with guest DJ Adam Zachariah, Thursday night at 8 on KPLU's Evening Jazz.
Thanks to Beacon Plumbing for their support.
Volcano, but there's a man and all. He's got them guessing, he's incandescent, burning up all of the time. Believe me, he's the hottest man. No one loves the way he can. He's just as scorching, syncopating fool. He's got the warmest melody. Ever know just melts the key. That boy drinks hot water just to keep cool. And every time he struts the blues, he steps those dogs on fast. He burns the leather right off his shoes. His job is warm and flat, although Mays put out the welcome mat. 'Cause he's the hottest man in town.
That set started with Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7. OK Records, Chicago, 1927. His cornet, his vocal. Weary Blues by Artie Matthews. John Thomas trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Armstrong at piano and vocal. And Johnny St. Cyr, banjo and guitar. Pete Briggs, tuba. And Baby Dodds, Johnny Dodds' younger brother, playing the drums. And then Cliff Jackson, playing his ukulele and falsetto singing and straight singing. 1928, also Perfect Records. He's the hottest man in town. Written by Owen Murphy and Jay Gorney. Jackson, Cliff Edwards, rather, was a fine actor. 1930s, maybe even started in the 20s. And for you kids that are way older now, he was the voice of Jiminy Cricket, a well-known entertainer. Blue Light by Duke Ellington. We'll hear the one they were working on before they decided which one to put on the record, known as the alternate, and then the master, the one that went on the record. Brunswick Records, 1938, Duke Ellington, alternate and master. A blue light.
Thank you.
By Duke Ellington, The Alternate and the Master, Brunswick Records, 1938. In that band, Wallace Jones, trumpet, Lawrence Brown, trombone, Barney Bigard, clarinet, Harry Carney, bass clarinet, Ellington, piano, Freddie Guy, guitar, Billy Taylor, bass, and Sonny Greer on drums. Right there. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from
UW Medicine, reminding listeners that November is open enrollment. More information about how its primary and specialty care clinics serve all patients at uwmedicine.org.
I'd like to chase a composition, one called Tuxedo Junction, written by William Johnson, Julian Dash and Buddy Fain. And the two selections, Glenn Miller 1940, his orchestra, with arrangement by Jerry Gray. And then for Decca 1940, Laverne and Maxine and Patty, the Andrews sisters, and their version.
Jive, that southern style, so low jive. want to dance till break of day. It's a junction where the town folks meet at each function. In their talks they greet you, come on down, forget your cares, come on down. You'll find me there, so long town. I'm heading for Tuxedo Junction now. There's a place down in Dixie where everybody is happy, where they all get together singing and shouting all the day, feeling low, rocking slow and easy, and I want to go right back to the junction called Tuxedo. That's where I belong, that's where I do belong. It's a junction where the town folks meet, they all meet at each function, at the junction, in their talks they will all be there to greet you. Come on down, forget your cares, come on down. You'll find me there, so long town. I'm heading for Tuxedo Junction now.
Chasing Tuxedo Junction. Glenn Miller, 1940, Bluebird Records, Jerry Gray arrangement, that version, with muted trumpet by Dale McMickle, open trumpet by Clyde Hurley, and interlude piano by longtime pianist with Glenn Miller, Chummy McGregor. The Andrews Sisters, Laverne, Maxine, and Patty, their version, 1940, for Decca, of Tuxedo Junction. Now I'd like to chase Thelonious Monk's Mysterioso. Monk's Quartet, 1948, followed by Roswell Rudd Quintet, 1976.
Thank you.
Chasing Misterioso by Thelonious Monk, starting with the quintet, Monk, 1948, Blue Note Records, his piano, Mel Jackson vibes, John Simmons on bass, Shadow Wilson on drums. And then, for Arista Freedom, Roswell Rudd's trombone and his quintet, 1976, with Enrico Reva playing trumpet, Dave Burrell piano, Stafford James string bass, and Harold White on drums. Two versions of Thelonious Monk's Misterioso. Not a lot of versions of that. I did went and looked around, and there's a beauty by J.J. Johnson, also trombone, of course, you might look into. And if you like this music and you go out and get something, you know, keep it up. It's your thing if you think it's that way for you. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. Not at all. I listened to stuff that was done in the 15th century. I don't know the guys, but I like what they did. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from...
All right, Ed Ronco, time for the lightning round. I'll give you the clues and you name that radio show. Get all five right and you win. Ready?
Ready.
Leaves, rain, Halloween.
Fall, things considered.
Nanotech, babies, Ozzy Osbourne's IQ.
Small, things considered.
Banana Republic, Sunglass Hut, PF.
Mall, things considered.
Caesar, Druids, Visigoths.
Gaul, things considered.
All of the above and the rest of the entire universe.
All things considered.
The winner and still champion.
Weekdays from 3 to 6:30 on KPLU.
Thank you.
love, I light my pipe of love to you. Days when we're apart always break my heart. Love is brightly burning, and I'm yearning for the nighttime love on
thank you.
That set started with Herb Rudolph's orchestra in Los Angeles, 1928. Sad Moments, Nighttime Lovin' You, vocal by Clyde Lucas. Miles Davis Quartet, 1954. Horace Silver, piano, Percy Heath, bass, Art Blakey on drums, and two parts of Blue Haze. You're listening to KPLU 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle. KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KPIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thank you, Ken Wiley. What a pleasure to hear you every Sunday afternoon. You're a gem. And I've got All Blues coming up next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, November 29th. Seen through a telescope, the nebula NGC 2392 looks like a face inside a furry parka. That appearance earned it a nickname, the Eskimo Nebula. A detailed look from Hubble Space Telescope, though, shows that the parka's hood isn't so much fuzzy as knotty. Streaks of material radiate away from the center of the nebula, like skinny fingers, with smaller blobs around them. The nebula is the final gasp of a dying star. Nuclear reactions have shut down in the star's core, and the layers of gas outside the core are streaming off into space. But the stream is lumpy. Astronomers are still trying to understand these lumps. They're seen in many similar nebulae, suggesting that they're a normal part of a star's final phase of life. The leading idea says that the dying star originally